Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
If you like rock in all its forms, you will love Glory Days. You can listen to us locally on 93.2 FM and on the telly and anywhere in the world on sheffieldlive.org. What do you think, Don? You know what? I think he likes it. That's Glory Days every Monday 1 till 3 here on Sheffield Live. Bosh, bosh. Oops, I've had an accident.
The swinging jazz guitar of Django Reinhardt introduces Swing Time, Sheffield Live FM's weekly selection of swing, jazz and blues. The presenters, that's me, Brian,
Mike and John,
offer a mixture from all periods of jazz. So if you have a liking for jazz,
tune into Swing Time every Tuesday from 1 to 3 o'clock.
Remember, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
This is Communities Live.
Because at that time the housing was cheaper.
I know it's not a big city centre, but there's still quite a few shops I quite like it.
Dog and Partridge on Trippitt Lane every other Thursday.
I love the green room just for like acoustic nights.
This is Communities Live.
It's a very big question, isn't it?
We have a diverse society in Sheffield.
I like all the art sculptures.
It's friendly, there's a lot to do.
I really like the Peace Gardens. I like all the little fountains and little areas that you can just sit out and chill in.
Sheffield is a very nice city.
This is Communities Live.
I love Sheffield, yes. Love it. Been here 17 years.
I like Sheffield because the people are very friendly.
This is a large student community, so it makes it like very lively, very vibrant city in that regard, and also very multicultural, no?
And we love the Sheffield people.
Everything, the city, the nature, the outside of Sheffield. It's lovely. Great place.
We'll be right back.
why not join us for the Susie
and Sheridan
Show
on Sheffield?
Why not join us for
the Susie
and Sheridan
Show on Sheffield
Live Radio
93.2
FM
every Thursday
1 till 2 in the afternoon from the Steel City within the Seven Hills?
The Susie
and Sheridan
Show.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to Communities Live here at Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Chris and Ellie here as your host. And we are going to do mostly a music show today, but we also have a couple of interviews for you. So we're going to play off by Chris and Ellie. This is Angelica. I'm going to introduce you to Angelica Bell from the Martin Lewis Money Show. And she's going to talk about whether pineapple is good for main meals. Oh, good afternoon. Welcome to Commuters Live here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. And we have presenter Angelica Bell. Good afternoon.
Hey, Chris. How are you? It's good to be on here with you.
I'm very well, thank you. It's very cold here today. So how's it on your end?
Oh, it's miserable as well. It's amazing how the weather does affect you. I used to think like it didn't. It had no effect at all. But it's like, oh, get the woolly jumpers out and everything, and wrap up warm.
But you know what? We can't really win, can we? Because we moan when it's too warm, and then we moan when it's too cold. So we can't really win, can we?
No. So you might as well just go with it and stop moaning.
Exactly. So, and you know, we've got an interesting debate here. I mean, we're going to talk a bit about pineapple. I mean, to work on savoury dishes. And yeah. I've got to say, it's very interesting because 62% of the UK now say yes to pineapple on savoury dishes. And it's not just on pizza. Now, I've always noticed that, I mean, like sweet and sour dishes and Hawaiian pizza, but I've never known pineapple with any other main courses.
No, I know. You're right. You're right, Chris. There has been some research, the latest research from Dole, which does say 62% of the UK now say yes to pineapple on a wider variety of foods. And you're right. It's a long-standing debate about whether you should have pineapple on your Hawaiian pizza. And, of course, you know, we eat pineapple more often than we think. And it is polarising, but I think, you know, being more open to foods and, you know, one of your five a day should be considered. I mean, I'm a massive foodie. I love food. And I used to cook with pineapple a lot more with my grandma's alive. She was from the Caribbean. And growing up, we used to use it all the time, whether it was baking cakes or in food. She used to make pineapple fritters. And we also know that pineapple was very popular in the Victorian age at breakfast time as well. So I just think things come round and foods come round and tastes differ. And that mix of sweet and sour as well, people are much more open to.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's like, I mean, you could say it like this. I mean, like, it's, I know it's a completely different food altogether, but like rhubarb is a vegetable, but it goes well with custard. It's so weird, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's like cranberries. You know, when we have cranberry with our turkey at Christmas dinner, no one says, why are you having cranberries with that? Because it adds flavour and it adds to the taste and sometimes can moisten the turkey if it's too dry as well.
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, I'm just reading about this sentiment by David Beckham that he likes having pineapple with baked beans. I mean, I could never imagine having baked beans and pineapple together.
Well, if it works for David Beckham, I'm sure it can work for everyone else. I mean, I think half of Britons in this report say that they would be open to having pineapple on a cooked breakfast. Or obviously, the other half say it's weird and baffling. But there are other celebrities who do love a bit of pineapple, like Justin Bieber. He's up for it. The Rock, Paris Hilton, they say it's perfect and it's great. People who are against it, though, celebrities, Harry Styles, Gordon Ramsay, you can imagine him being like, no, 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 even Ranveer Singh as well. But why not have pineapple with your fry up as David Beckham would have. Why not?
I think it depends on what if you're more adventurous as well. You know, I mean, for if you're an adventurous food eater, then why not go for it? Exactly like you said.
Yeah, no, exactly. And in this research, they do talk about having pineapple in fry ups and what you would swap out to add some wow, add some sunshine to your breakfast. And 30% of the UK went with black pudding. They would swap out black pudding because that's something not light. So people would prefer to have pineapple than the black pudding. And then 16% said tomatoes, which did surprise me because I thought maybe mushrooms would be next. So I do think we are adventurous, maybe in different parts of the country, more adventurous than others. I know in London, people are much more, from the research that Dole did, much more willing to take a risk, if you can call it a risk.
Yeah, I get what you mean. I mean, but also, I mean, they talk about full English. I mean, to have pineapple with full English. I mean, some people would say either swap the black pudding or swap the tomatoes.
Yeah, no, definitely. I just said that also as well. I think one thing that is, you know, works with a plate, you know, maybe not breakfasty, but brunchy is like gammon, pineapple, a fried egg. And you could have baked beans with that or chips, whatever you want. You know, that's something, you know, even thinking about it sounds delicious and looks great.
And I'll have to ask you, Angelica, I mean, if you would like to try something with pineapple, I mean, what would you try it with your main course?
Well, like I said, I think we have pineapple in more meals than we think. Look, often when I get like a chicken burger or chicken and pita, I'll always ask for cheese and pita. I just do it all the time. Cheese and pineapple, because I just like the combination. Stir fries, I'll put pineapple in there. If I have a Chinese takeaway, I love it when there's sweet and sour and there's pineapple in there. Pineapple and salmon. I've had that before. That goes really well. Tacos. There's loads of food. And obviously, a cake. I went to Devon recently and they had on the menu, on the fish and chip menu, in one of the local shops, they had deep fried pineapple. So I think it's more common than we think.
Right, interesting. I mean, I'm going to have to try some of these things because I've never been. I have to be more adventurous now that I've heard all those main meals to go with it, that goes with pineapple. I mean, because I've had a Hawaiian pizza, and that goes well with pineapple. I've had sweet and sour with pineapple chunks, and that was gorgeous. But I've never tried fried pineapple, and I have to try a pineapple cake as well. So I'm going to have to try be a bit more adventurous, I think.
Well, there's recipes that we've got which are really easy. Some are sweet, some are savoury. If you go to dolesunshine.com, and they're all on there. And you don't have to be a MasterChef contestant to cook them, because that's what, you know, it's about making things easy and accessible and tasty. So we're cooking from home. So have a look on there. Another thing, you know, you were saying you were open to trying things out. What about some pineapple? Like, you could crush some pineapple on top of some porridge.
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole range of things that you could try. And we're actually coming quite close to the time now. So unfortunately, I'm going to have to end it here. But I would like to give the last word to you, Angelica. So, I mean, to our audience, what would you like to say to our listeners who wants to try a little bit of pineapple?
Well, I think it's one of those fruits that sometimes we wouldn't naturally gravitate to, but you can get them in tins, which is easy. So all that preparation is taken away from you. You don't have to do any cutting and chopping and stuff like that. But it was once a staple of, like I said, English breakfast during Victorian times. But we want to bring that wow factor back, and it's time to shake things up again. And it can pair with so many foods. And just add some sunshine to meals and recipes that you can create yourself at home.
Angelica, thank you very much for your time. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, thanks, Chris. And make sure you let me know what it's like when you try some pineapple.
I would love to. I will do. Definitely.
With your fish and
chips. I
might
try pineapple with porridge now.
Oh, do it.
Take care.
Bye.
All ages, all genders, all sexualities, all ethnicities, all abilities, all communities.
all together. Be our guest, be our guest at Diversity Fest.
Diversity Fest Radio, every Thursday, 3 till 4 p.m. on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM and at sheffieldlive.org.
If you love new music and you want to discover the best new artists out there, then tune into The Backroom with me, Paddy. I'll be playing the best of new indie, electro, EDM and punk and showcasing new Sheffield talent. Also music news, local and national gig guide and new album releases. So tune into The Backroom every Thursday night between 6 and 7 p.m. here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
And many thanks to Angela Campbell from the Martin Lewis Show talking about whether pineapples is good for our main meals. That's an interesting debate. I also want to hear your views, everybody. So if you want to get in contact with me at on the Communities Live Facebook page, we also have our very own email just at chrisanelli89@gmail.com. And we also have our very own Facebook page, website at Sheffield Live. So we have a Communities Live Facebook page. We also have our very own email address at chrisanelli89@gmail.com. Also, we have our very own Sheffield Live webpage. So if you want to get involved, we are currently looking for volunteers for whoever wants to join us in join me in the studio. Or if you prefer more background approach, we're also looking for producers and people who can help me with news stories. Now, moving on, we have the one and only Chesney Oakes talking about his new single, Get a Hold of Yourself.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to Communities Live here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. And we have the one and only Chesney Oakes. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I see what you did there.
So I've got to talk about, you started at 19 with a film called Buddy's Song. And also your hit single, The One and Only, was also on that film. So tell us a bit about how that started.
My early days?
Yeah, your early days.
Yeah, as you say, I starred in a film with Roger Daltrey. I only went up for that part because there was a potential record deal at the end of it, the elusive record deal. I'd never really acted in my life up to that moment, so I thought there was a possible record deal at the end of it, so I went for it. And, you know, that I got the part and got the record deal, and then The One and Only came out, and then the rest is history, isn't it?
And I've got to say, it's been in the top 10 UK charts for 5 weeks. I mean, that must have been a thrill for you.
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, I was only young. I was only 19. It was number one for 5 weeks, actually. And yeah, pretty crazy times, you know. But the great thing about that, you know, that song, you know, and my relationship to that song now is that I'm able to, you know, talk to you and bring in new music, and which is fabulous. You know, it's amazing.
I've got to ask you, Chesney, as well. I mean, who inspired you to become a musician? And also, if there was anybody that you could work with in the near future, whether it be singer or producer, who would it be and why?
Well, I was inspired by my upbringing. My father was the lead singer of a band called the Tremolos from the 60s. So I kind of grew up with music around the house, guitars propped up in every corner and all that kind of stuff. So that was my thing. And obviously my love of music, and grew up with the Beatles and Prince and, you know, Nick Kershaw and people like that. And I, who would I want to work with in the future? I guess, you know, all sorts, because I'm a big music lover. But I love people like Phoebe Bridgers, for instance. She's one of my all-time favorites, and doing very, very well at the moment. But maybe Tom York. How about that little combination there?
Interesting.
Radiohead with me. Do you think they'd have me on stage?
You never know. You never know who's listening. Yeah. So you never know. It might be a collaboration in the future. So, and I've got to say, I mean, you made a new single called Get a Hold of Yourself. So tell us a bit about how making that song. How long did it take to make?
Well, I mean, it's all part of a larger project, an album that I wrote and produced with a guy called Jake Gosling, who was basically the guy that discovered Ed Sheeran and went on to work with One Direction and Lady Gaga and Major Lazer and Paloma Faith and all these amazing stars, and little old me. So we did an album together as kind of a bit of a passion project between the two of us, because I've known Jake for a long time. And this song here ended up being the kind of catalyst to bring forth as the first single, just because, mainly because it's kind of got this uplifting self-expression kind of, don't give a monkeys what people think of you. And that's kind of where I'm coming from. It's positivity. It's like I'm in my 50s and, you know, I'm naked in the video and obviously don't really care what people think. And it's okay to do that and be you and you're enough, you know, and all that kind of stuff. So that's the feeling behind this whole project.
And you say you've got a new album, a new album. So when's that currently going to be released?
Well, we don't have a release date for the rest of the project yet. There will be other singles and an album possibly in the new year, followed by a tour. So it's all very exciting.
Interesting, we can't wait. And I've got to ask for anybody that wants to break into this kind of industry, the music industry, what advice would you give to them? And also, how difficult is it?
It's a very, very different world to when I started, Chris. It is difficult, in as much as, you know, it's easier to put your music up there on Spotify and Apple Music and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, we all know people that are that have their own music up. Even people that are making your coffee at Starbucks have their music up on Spotify, you know. So the competition is huge. I think basically what's interesting about today's time is that you have your career in your own hands, in your own fingertips. You know, with social media, you can build that, and that's kind of the way record labels look at new artists now. They don't really come and see them live and stuff these days. They check to see how many Instagram followers they have and how they can utilize those followers. You know, so it's a very, very different world. But my advice really is if you're passionate about it and you have the tenacity to be knocked back and get back up again, then you're gonna have more of a chance of making it. But you just have to keep going.
And I mean, also we've got you say social media, so. Do you have like Instagram, X, formerly known as Twitter, Facebook, where people can follow you?
Yeah, of course. I'm on all the usual social platforms, all of those that you just mentioned. Plus, I do have the website, which kind of collates everything, if you know what I mean. So ChesneyHawks.com, if anyone's interested.
And, is there any upcoming projects that you're currently working on? I know you mentioned the album, but is there any... Is it anything that you can mention, or is it all secretive at the moment?
It's all a little bit secretive right now, Chris. Yeah, I mean, I have this album ready to go, which I haven't announced yet, and I haven't announced the tour yet, which is why I'm kind of doing this round of promo and talking about the single and the video. And people do seem to be talking about the video. I don't know if you've seen it, but it is quite funny.
It's a fantastic song.
Yeah, it's caused quite a stir, the video, you know. Tastefully placed things to get in the way of my modesty, I guess.
And my final question for you, Chesney, is, because I'd like to give a final word to you, is what would you like to say to our listeners who will be listening right now?
Hopefully I will be touring near Sheffield, or if not, then actually in Sheffield. And I love Sheffield, actually. It's a great town. Got such history, storied history, and it's it's a beautiful part of the world. So I can't wait to, you know, to play in front of you guys, and I promise I'll wear some clothes.
And I've got to say, Chester, if you do ever come to Sheffield, we do have a proper studio. So if we ever come to Sheffield, I would love to have you to meet you in person.
Oh, that would be great. I'll bring a guitar.
Thank you, Chesney. It's been a pleasure. Have a great day.
Thanks, Chris. Take care, mate. Bye now.
Have you heard? There's a new popular live science show on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM every Saturday morning at 11 o'clock.
From superfoods to supernovae, we'll talk about it. With the latest science news, debate, and guests, stick it in your diary. Live Science every Saturday morning at 11 a.m.
And you're listening to Sheffield Live.
And many thanks to Chesney Hawkes on releasing his new single, Get a Hold of Yourself. Now we're going to move on to our next track. Now we have Leanne Rimes and Amazing Grace. We had a bit of a blooper there, I do apologise. For some reason, it's been playing Queen instead of Leanne Rimes. Now we've got the right track now, we have Leanne Rimes' Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. thy grace appear, thee I'd first believe, when we right, kneeling as the sun, we bow next to Thee to sing out praise. Then
Unsigned, the show bringing you music made by unsigned artists in the Sheffield Live area. I'm Peter Brooks, and every Wednesday afternoon from 1 till 2, I'll be playing you music from the local scene, both recorded and live studio guests. Unsigned on Sheffield Live.
It's time to open the music box. Join me, Steve Roden, every Thursday morning between 10 and 12 for music from the 40s to the 90s from my own music collection. Songs I've grown up with, ones I am sure you will enjoy hearing again. Hope to see you then.
So that was Leanne Rimes and Amazing Grace. Now we're going to play our next track. Now we have Duran Duran. A new take on this song, actually. It was a new moon on Monday, but this is the dark phase. Have a listen. Tell me what you think.
You shake up the picture, the lizard mixture, with your dance on the eventide. You got me coming up with answers, all of which I deny. I said it again, but could I please rephrase it? Maybe I can catch your eye. I couldn't really put it much plainer, but I'll wait till you decide. Send me your warning sirens, as if I could ever hide. Last time, La Luna, oh, I light my torch and wave it for the new moon on Monday, and the fire dance through the night. Earth stayed the cold day with a lonely satellite.
Breaking away with the beast in both worlds, a smile that you can't disguise. And every minute I keep finding clues that you leave behind.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
And that's Duran Duran and New Moon on Monday, The Dark Phase. Now we're coming near to the end of the show now, so we have one more track left for you. We'll be back next Monday, but before we leave you, we are going to play Meatloaf, I Would Do Anything for Love.
As long as the wheels are turning, as long as the fire. that.
No, I won't do that.
Will you raise me up? Will you help me down? Will you get me right out of this godforsaken town? Will you make it all a little less cold?
I can do that.
To everything, see I got you. Will you hold me down with holy water if I get too hot? Will you take me places I've never known?
Now I can do that. Oh, no, I can do that.
After a while you forget everything. There's a grief interlude under midsummer night's fling. And you see that it's time to move on.
I won't do that. I won't do that.
I know the territory I've been around. It'll all turn to dust and we'll all fall down sooner or later. Screwing around.
I won't do that. No, I won't do that. Anything for love. Oh, I would do anything for love. I would do anything for love. But I won't do that. No, I won't.
I do apologise about that. There has been a technical issue with the computer, so I do apologise about that. We're coming near to the end of the show now, so this is goodbye from Chris and I, and I will see you next week. Goodbye.